弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢神又让我有这个机会跟大家在这里分享他的话语。
Thank God for giving me the opportunity to share God's words with you.
让我先来到主前一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又把你的儿女聚在一起，让我们一起来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your caring that we come before you and worship you.
主，你是万王之王，万主之主。
O Lord, you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们感谢主，你在创始之前，你就把你的儿女写在你的生命册上。
We thank you that you have chosen all your children in ages past.
让我们一生中能够跟随你。
So that we may follow you in all our lives.
让我们最终能够得见主你的圣容。
So that we may receive your words.
主，我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
主，就求主你今天从头到尾带领我们的敬拜。
May you lead our worship from beginning till end today.
主，你透过你的圣灵，透过人的口，主你让你的话语能够畅通无阻。
So let through the mouth of us and through your words that we may receive.
让我们的生命能够得到更新。
So that our life will be obtained.
让我们更能够认识我主耶稣基督。
So we may know more about our Lord Jesus Christ.
也知道主耶稣基督十字架的救赎。
Yet also know understand his redemption.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们一起继续看腓立比书另一个主题，就是基督里的在基督里的追求。
We'll continue to study another theme in the book of Philippians, which is pursuit in Christ.
经文就是来自腓立比书第三章第十二节到二十一节。
It's taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 21.
那我们刚才已经读了经文，那么什么是追求？
What is pursuit?
通俗的讲，追求就是一个人努力工作，从而达到一个具体的目标的一个过程。
So pursuit is a process where we work diligently to reach a goal.
那么也就是说，追求呢，它是一个工作过程，它也是一段个人的经历。
So pursuit is a process of work and also is a person's experiences.
每个人都有各自的追求。
We all each one have our own pursuits.
1919年，一位18岁的中国青年来到美国。
In 1919, a young Chinese came to the United States.
他准备来这里攻读化学。
He came to study chemistry.
他在中国，他的父亲就是牧师，所以他从小就信主。
His father was a pastor, therefore he became a believer since an early age.
1926年，他在俄亥俄州大学拿到了他的化学博士学位。
In 1926, he obtained his doctorate degree in Ohio.
因为他的成绩非常的优秀，所以校方也赋予他一枚金钥匙。
So because he was excellent in his academics, they present him a golden key.
当时呢，他的校方呢是想让他继续去德国进行深造。
At that time, they wished he would continue further study in Germany.
也给他联系好了各种的这种的路。
They have already arranged, made good arrangements for him.
在国内了一所有名的医学院也邀请他回去做教授。
There was a famous medical school in China recruited him to go back to be a professor.
所以面对这两种选择了，他就去记不定，不知道该怎么选择。
So he was having difficulty deciding between the two.
所以他就来到主的面前来祷告。
So he came before the Lord and prayed.
当他祷告的时候，他忽然又想起，他其实来美国的时候了，他还有另外一个目的，就是他想在这里深造以后回国去做传道人。
As he was praying, he remembered that when he came to the United States, he had a purpose. He wanted to study and go back and to be an evangelist.
于是他逃开去德国深造的机会，也放弃了回国进行做教授。
Therefore, he gave up the opportunity to go to Germany and also gave up the professorship.
他决定在这里呢找一所神学院继续深造。
He decided to find a seminary to further his study.
然后回国去做传道人。
Then go back to be a preacher.
但是呢，他找到一所神学院了，它是一所是一个自由派的神学院。
So the seminary that he found was a free one, liberal.
这所神学院他不相信神迹奇事。
They do not believe in miracles.
他不相信耶稣是童女所生。
They don't believe Jesus was born of a virgin.
他也不相信十字架的救赎。
They don't believe in the Savior.
在这个年轻人他完全的知道我们是因信称义。
But he doesn't know we were saved by faith.
他就跟这些教授跟这些老师进行辩论。
So he started to argue with his professors.
但是越方呢，以为他是发疯了。
But the other people think he was insane.
所以越方呢，就把他送到了神经病院。
They sent him to a psychiatric facility.
他在神经病院就安静的祷告读经。
So he stayed in the hospital quietly and pray and read the Bible.
他在那里整整待了193天。
She stayed there for 193 days.
把圣经读了40遍。
And read the Bible 40 times.
神的恩典把他从最后从这个精神病院中带出来。
It was God's grace let him out of the hospital.
通过在这将近200天的时间，他更明白了神的心意。
Through those almost 200 days, he clearly understood more about God's will.
于是1927年他就决定坐船回国。
So in 1927, he took a ship, went back to China.
他在船上读经祷告，那么就继续的往前走。
So he continued to read the Bible and pray in the ocean liner.
当他读到腓立比书第三章第七节的时候，
When he read chapter 3 of the Philippians verse 7,
他说我以前以为与我有益的，现在都因基督这不是当作有损的。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
于是他依然把他的博士毕业证还有这个金钥匙就扔到了太平洋中。
So he threw his doctor degree certificate and the golden key into the ocean.
然后他就回国，一直做了一生的传道人。
And he went back to China and became God's servant.
许许多多的中国人因着他归向了主。
So many of the Chinese turned to God because of him.
他被人们誉为懈怠的中国使徒。
He was called the modern.Apostle of China.
这位青年人就是大家可能熟悉的宋尚杰博士。
So this is the one we all are very familiar with, is Dr. 宋尚杰。
他放下属神的追求，束缚神，开始在基督里的追求。
So he gave up the pursuit in the world and began to pursue in God.
今天我们就通过腓立比书三章12-21节，我们一起来看一下圣经中是如何教导我们在主耶稣基督里的追求。
So today we're going to study from chapter 3 verses 12 to 21 what the Bible teaches us to pursue in Christ.
我想从三个方面来分享。
I'd like to share with you from three aspects.
第一点就是第12节到第16节，我们要竭尽全力追求。
So the first is from verse 12 to 16, press on energetically.
第二点就是第17节到第49节，我们要效仿榜样追求。
The second from verse 17 to 19, press on after example.
最后一节就是二十节到二十一节，叫我们要满怀期待的去追求。
So the last verse 2021, press on with expectations.
那么我们就一起来看一下第一节，竭尽全力来追求。
Let's look at first one, press on energetically.
我们一起看一下第腓立比书三章十二节。
Let's read 3:12.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that, for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这里我们看到他说我不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
Here we see that not that I have already obtained or am perfect.
其实也就是他在说我还没有得着，我还没有完全。
So he was actually saying I have not obtained it and I am not perfect.
那么保罗在这里说什么？说他没有得着什么呢
？So what is Paul saying he did not get?
那么通过第三章第八节后半部分，他知道。保罗其实他的目标就是要得着耶稣基督。
So from the second half of verse 8, his purpose is to obtain Jesus Christ.
那么他如果得到了基督，他也就完全了。
So if he has obtained Christ, he would be perfect.
那么如果他现在还没有得到基督，那么他就还没有完全。
So he has not obtained Christ, therefore he's not perfect.
那么我们知道基督呢，现在他坐在父神的右边。他还没有第二次来到这个世上。
We know that the Christ is now sitting on the right hand side of the Father and has not come back to the world yet.
但是呢，神在基督里呢，拣选了我们每一个他的儿女。他拣选的目的就是让我们真正的让这些信耶稣基督的人，最终能够得着基督，能够完全。
So God wanted us.To become his children, so that in the end we shall obtain Christ and all become perfect.
能够在耶稣基督再来的日子，我们每个人能够得着基督，跟主耶稣基督一同享受那荣耀。
So on the day when Jesus Christ comes again, we may obtain him and share his glory.
那么为了达到这个目的，每一个神的儿女依然要努力的去追求。
So.For reaching this purpose, all God's children should press on energetically.
那么这里既然是在竭力的追求，说明这就不是一帆风顺，也不是轻而易举的一件事情。
So when we say that press on energetically, it's not something we can easily be done.
它需要我们付出努力，付出代价。
So we need to pay a price.
那么这样的话呢，我们首先就必须要在挫，那我们肯定会遇到挫折，也就是我们必然在挫折中进行追求。
So if we do this, we may face frustrations. Therefore, we need to press on in frustration.
也就是我们基督徒呢，在这个成圣的旅途中，那么一定会遇到挫折。
So as a Christian on our journey, we shall face frustration.
甚至会遇到生命的危险。
Sometimes we even into danger to our life.
下面我们看一些关于还是保罗他自己的经历。
Let's look at some of Paul's personal experiences.
我们都知道保罗他第二次，保罗他与提摩太第一次去腓立比传福音的时候，他们就遇到了很大的挫折。
We know when Paul first went to with Timothy to evangelize, they would run into a lot.Difficulties.
我们一起看一下《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's go to Acts chapter 16.
我们看一下第二十二节到二十四节。
Verses 22 to 24.
使徒行传第十六章二十二到二十四节。
Acts 16 verses 22 to 24.
他说：“众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多棍。”便将他们下在街里，嘱咐狱卒严查看守。禁卒领了这样的命，就把他们下在街里，两脚上了木狗。
And the crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrate tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. And when they had inflicted the many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, commanded the jailer to guard them securely, and he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
但是我们知道，虽然他们遇到了这样的挫折，但是保罗跟提摩太，他们呢，在神的帮助下，他们就出了监狱。
We know that even though Paul and Timothy faced such frustration, but with the help of God, they were able to get out of prison.
他们也在腓立比建立了第一次教会。
And they established the first church in Philippi.
那么类似的保罗这样的经历其实很多。
There are many similar experiences for Paul.
我们在这就不一一例举，但是我们可以从哥林多后书11章23到27节，我们就可以知道。
We can go to 2 Corinthians to look at those experiences.
哥林多后书第11章23
Chapter 11
23-27。好，大家翻到，我可以念一下。他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是。我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下。被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，以致为业在深海里，又屡次行远路。遭江河的威胁，道德的威胁，同族的威胁，外邦人的威胁，城里的威胁，旷野的威胁，海中的威胁，假弟兄的威胁，受劳碌，受痛苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
Verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I'm more so, in far more labor.In far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers,dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren.
所以我们从这里面我们看到保罗所受的是什么样的挫折，什么样的苦难。
So now we can see what kind of frustrations, what kind of trials Paul faced.
但我们现在我们不一定会跟保罗一样的遇到同样这样的苦难或者这样的挫折。
But we may not run this into same kind of trials and frustrations like Paul.
但是我们如果真正的去走这条基督徒的道路，那么我们一定会遇到挫折。
So if we truly want to walk on this journey, we shall face.Frustrations.
那么很简单的例子就是，比方我们说给家人传福音，给朋友传福音，那么我们有时候不但会遇到冷嘲热讽，也会遇到很各样的羞辱或者责备。
For example, if we want to spread the gospel to our family, to our friends, we may not only get into difficulty with them, they may ridicule us.
那么我们也知道，好多人去非洲传福音，去中东传福音，那么他们面对的其实每天都是在跟死亡在做斗争。
So we also know people who evangelize in Africa, in the Middle East, they are facing death threats every day.
那我们其实在这里，即便是我们面临一些这些方面的事情，我们跟保罗真的是差得好远。
So our experience here are much.Too different from Paul.
但是就是这样，我们如果是想去做一些神讨神喜悦的事情，我们或多或少也会遇到各样的挫折。
If we want to do things to please God, more or less we will suffer some frustrations.
我还记得在过去的一两年中， 我们主日的时候，主日的下午呢，我跟我女儿跟儿子呢就出去去社区里面去发一些福音的传单。
I remember in the past couple of years, and afternoon on Sundays, my daughter and my son, we went out to give out some pamphlets.
我们去这些人们家门口传福音时，那么有时候也会遇到很多的事情。有的人家养狗，你不注意，狗就跑出来，那么会受到惊吓。
So when we go to their house, we knock on the door. If they have a dog, the dog may run out, and we may get scared.
我们也有时候遇到特别凶恶的人，就是让我们您走开，不要再来打扰我。那么这也有时候也是会有一些危险。
We also run into some very angry people. Say, "Tell, go away, don't come bother us."
有时候去到一些这些居民区，他们就设置私人场所，不准进来，然后就把你赶走。
Sometimes we go into some area, they say, "There are private area, please do not come in."
所以我们要想做一些讨神喜悦的，要想行这条道路，那不管什么情况下，我们或多或少会遇到一些挫折。
So if we want to do things to please God, no matter what circumstances, more or less we have difficulties.
但是我们不能被这些挫折吓到，我们知道真的主与我们同在。
But we should not let those trials stop us.
那么当我们追求基督时候，我们也必然会遇到各样的取舍。
So when we try to pursue Christ, we are run into many frustrations.
那么这些取舍的问题，其实总的来说，它就是这些时间、金钱上的分配。
This may be related to the choices that we have to make.
还有各样的选择。
Different kind of choices.
其实我们每日的生活就是在这些取舍中度过的。
So.Our days are spent on making those choices.
那么取舍的过程，也就是我们与我们自己的自私、贪心，或者是冷漠做斗争的一个过程。
So make those choices, which is our based on our greed and our enthusiasm that we can choose.
这些表现在我们生活中的方方面面。
This represents in many two aspects in our life.
比方我们现在我们很多父母亲就在埋抱怨，就是我们跟儿女的关系为什么这么难处。
For example, many parents would complain why our relationship with our children are so difficult.
那父母亲总是给儿女安排各种各样的活动。
So parents usually arrange different types of activities for the children.
生怕他们落后。
They're afraid of they may fall behind.
父母亲儿女要什么就给什么。
So whenever the children wants, they'll give to them.
要电脑就电脑， iPad 就 iPad， iPhone 就是 iPhone.
So they want a computer, if they want an iPhone, if they want an iPad, they'll get it.
但是好多父母就是我们这样的来爱我们的儿女，为什么就买不来他们这颗心呢？
So parents may ask, we love our children so much, why can't we not buy their hearts?
其实圣经中早已告诉我们该怎么样来教养我们的儿女。
As the Bible taught us how to raise our children.
那么在以弗所书六章四节，他说要我们照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
So in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, he tells us we should teach our children by the teachings of our God.
那我们做父母亲的，我们可以自己问一问，我是不是这样做？
So as parents, we should ask, are we doing so?
我们花了多少时间与儿女读经、祷告，或者跟他们交通？
How much time we spend with our children, study the Bible, prayer together?
我们可以带他们去参加各种活动，参加各种培训。
We can take them to different types of activities.
但是其实我们好多时候是在使用他们来完成我们的意愿。
So sometimes we are actually living our life vicariously through them.
并不是说按照神的教导去来警戒来养育他们。
We are not reproving them according to God's teaching.
那么再比方说我们在工作或者活动的这些选择上。
Or sometimes we make choices in our work.
那么作为基督徒我们选择 业余活动或者选择工作的时候，我们应该是把神放在首位。
So as a Christian, when we make a choice in work, we should put God in the first place.
神不是不让我们有业余活动。
God does not say he doesn't want to have recreation.
乃是他让我们不要把这些业余活动安排在主日。
But not to put those recreation activities on the Lord's Day.
他要我们主日来全心的来敬拜他。
He wants us to worship him fully on the Lord's Day.
那我们如果找工作的时候，那么我们作为基督徒也应该找那些主日不需要上班的工作。
So when we're looking for a job, we should find a job that does not require us to work on the Lord's Day.
所以类似的这些关于取舍的这些例子，其实在每个我们人的一生中遇到很多。
I believe in our lives, we all have experience of making those kind of choices.
那么我们在追求中，那么我们要有取舍的追求。当然我们这些追求的过程中呢，其实我们也在希望中追求。
Now, in addition to being in making choices, we also press on in hope.
那么我们一起来看一下腓立比书第十三节，我们今天经文的第十三节到第十四节。
Let's read verses 13 and 14 in today's passage.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。要得神在基督那里，基督耶稣里从上面招我们来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
对我们的追求不是盲目的。
So we are not pursuing aimlessly.
那是有目的的，有希望的。
We have hope. We have a purpose.
保罗用那个在就是铁径比赛中赛跑的例子来做比喻。
So Paul is using the example of running a race.
那么他们这些赛跑凡是参加赛跑的运动员，他们都是抱着一个想来得奖的这样一个想法来的。
So whoever comes to run a race.They were hoping to get the reward.
因为他们知道奖赏就在前面。
Because they know the reward is ahead of them.
因此他们也就有了动力。
Therefore, they have a motivation.
他们不顾前后，也不顾左右，他们就一直的往前跑。
So they do not pay attention to what's around them. They just go straight ahead.
向着目标奔跑。
Toward the goal and run.
那么就是我们在这个奔天路的这个过程中呢，也跟他们一相似。
So in our heavenly journey is very much like them.
那我们知道主已经把救恩赐给了我们。
We know that the Lord has given us salvation.
也主也在马太福音28:20他说他也必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Matthew 28, the Lord reassured us he will be with us until the end of the earth.
因此我们奔跑呢不是孤单的。
Therefore, we are not running alone.
那是主与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
那我们往前奔跑的时候呢，我们真的是知道我们的力量也不是我们的。
And we also know when we run, we are not running on our own ability.
那么我们的力量也是主赐给的。
Our strength came from the Lord too.
那我们现在不但在希望中我们是追求，我们其实也是在束缚中追求。
So not only we are pursuing in hope, we also pursue in obedience.
那我们去看一下15节到第16节。
Now let's read verse 15 and 16.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要从这样的心，若在什么事上从别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, having this attitude, and if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. Verse 16. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained.
那么这个里面他讲到一个完缺人。
He talks about a perfect person.
那么这个完缺人呢，并他是指一个我们是基督徒一个地位的问题。
This is referring to a Christian's position.
凡是蒙恩得救的，那我们在主耶里面就是完缺人。
All those who are blessed and saved, we are perfect in the Lord.
那我们也必然会有保罗刚才所谈的那样的心智。
We will also have the same mind as Paul was saying.
那么什么样的心智？
What kind of mind?
那也就是知道自己还不完全，我们需要忘记背后，努力面前，来竭力追求这种完全。
So which knows is that we know that we are not perfect, therefore we forget behind us and toward, bend toward the goal to be perfect.
那么第十六节说，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Now on verse 16 says, let's keep living by the same standard.To which we have attained.
那么这句话的原文的意思，它的意思是说，按我们现在得到的遵循同样的规则进行。
So it means that according to what we have obtained, we shall run together.
所以其实这里面是在讲顺服的问题。
So this is talking about action,
顺服啊，对啊，对，顺服
obedience.This is that they're talking about obedience.
所以呢，不管我们每一个信主的儿女，不管我们对圣经、对神认识多还是认识少
，It doesn't matter how much we know about God.
那么一些基要真理、非常明白的真理，我们好多人是很明白的。
We may know most of the key doctrines.
那我们就应该把我们认识到的这些真理，我们如果能行在我们的每日生活中，那么我们的生命才能有长进。
So says whatever the doctrines we know that we should live it out in our life, then we can grow.
我们只有在顺服中，我们的生命才能长进，我们才能更认识神。
So we can only know more about God in obedience.
我们的生命才能每日的更新。
So our life can be renewed.
那么，其实如果我们不遵循好多的神的命令，我们往往去追求圣经中一些比较深奥的知识，那么这个其实对我们的生命没有任何益处。
If we do not pay attention to our life, we only want to seek more knowledge. It doesn't help us.
对，只能是我们能够增加一些知识，但是我们。生命不会有真正的改变。
So even though we may increase in our knowledge, but our life will not have true changes.
比方说，圣经中教导我们做儿女的要孝敬父母。
For example, the Bible teaches the children to honor their parents.
这个也没有什么深奥，我们知道孝敬父母，谁也知道什么意思。
Oh, this is nothing deep. We all know what it means.
但是我们年轻的孩子们，我们怎么来？孝敬父母，我们往往就是被虐，往往就是有父母的生气制造麻烦。
But how do the young people honor their parents? They usually rebel, they make parents angry.
而我们一些年长的一些人，那么我们有时候其实不是孝敬我们的父母，我们好多时候的使用我们的父母。
For those older people, they are not honor their parents, they're using their parents.
那么比方我们说教养儿女
For example, we say discipline our children.
我们圣经让我们说是按照神的教导来教养来警戒儿女
We should teach our children according to God's teachings.
但是我们往往是按照我们父母亲自己的意愿来去让他们做这做那
We often tell people our children to do things according to our own interests.
那么圣经告诉我们，让我们真的是把主日当作圣日来遵守。
The Bible teaches us to keep the Lord's day as a holy day.
但是我们有多少人就是在主日安排这样那样的活动
？But how many of us arrange different kinds of activities on the Lord's day?
好，我们其实我们的追求不但竭力的追求，我们也应该是效仿榜样来追求。
So not only we should pursue. Energetically, we should also pursue the following examples.
我们下面看一下我们第十七节到第十九节。
Let's look at verse 17 and 19.
第十七节说，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Verse 17, brethren, join in the following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us.
基督徒的追求呢，它不是独行独往的事情。
So the pursuit of a Christian is not by himself.
所以除了我们竭力追求，我们还要效法那些好的榜样，我们也应该成为别人的好的榜样。
So not only we pursue energetically, we should also follow other people's example, and we should also be a good example for others.
我们能够尽心度日，乃是为主做美好的见证。
So we want to diligently living our lives, be a good example for our Lord.
让世人从我们的身上看到主的样子。
So people can see in us the image of God.
但是我们也应该承认我们的软弱，也应该知道我们的不完全。
We should also admit to our weakness and know that we are imperfect.
我们通过基督连为一体。
So we united through Jesus.
我们彼此为肢体，相互鼓励，来相互包容。
So we can encourage and tolerate each other.
彼此相爱，能够让世人看到主就在我们的中间。
So that we may love one another so that they may see the Lord is in our midst.
所以为此呢，我们就应该学使徒和他人的好榜样。
This is like how to follow other people's good examples.
就像刚才第十七节说的，那么保罗现在是让我们学他自己的榜样，还有学其他那些效法他榜样的人。
So Paul in verse 17 taught us to follow his example and follow the example of those who followed him.
为什么保罗让人效法他的榜样？
Why does Paul want us to follow his example?
那么哥林多前书第十一节第十一章第一节他说，我们该效法你们该效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
So in 1 Corinthians he says, you ought to follow me as if I have imitated Christ.
因为他们知道现在基督呢，基督他现在不是跟他们有心有体的在同在。
Because they know that Christ may not wish them at the present time.
所以效仿保罗这些其他这些保罗这些圣徒们，其实也是在效仿基督。
So whoever follows the example of Paul are also following the example of Christ.
那么如果我们能够效仿基督，我们就是真正的基督徒。
So if we can follow the example of Christ, then we are true Christians.
那么神呢，他就必与我们同在。
Then God will be with us.
那么这个在腓立比书第四章第九节里面也有这方面的教导。
This was also taught in chapter 4 verse 9 of the Philippians.
腓立比第四章第九节说，你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见的，所看见的，这就是你们都要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。
The things you have learned and received and heard and sin in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you.
我们除了要效法使徒，还有效法使徒好榜样的那些作为榜样，那么我们还要在这些效法榜样的过程中，我们还应该辨识基督十字架的仇敌。
So not only we follow the good examples and be an example for others, we also need to knowwho are the enemies of Christ.
那我们一起看一下第十九节到第十八节的二十节，第十九节。
Now we shall read the verse from 18 to 20.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是成龙，他们的神就是自己的祝福，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Verse 18, for many walk of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
那么什么是十字架的仇敌？
What is the enemy of the cross?
那保罗在这里其实给出我们三种人来。
Here, Paul points out three kinds of people.
第一种人
The first,
就是那些完全不信的。
Those who do not believe.
他们专以地上的事为念。
They only think about the earthly things.
他们认为人死如灯灭。
They think if we die, just like the light went out.
他们不相信最后的审判，也不相信灵魂的不死。
They do not believe in the final judgment. They do not believe that the spirit will not die.
他们就尽情享受在世的时间。
So they are determined to enjoy the time in life.
来满足他们自己身体和其他方面的各样的需要。
So satisfy their needs.
那么这些人其实我们想一下其实他们是总是把幸福或者快乐跟他们的消费联系起来
So they usually connect their happiness with the money they spend
他们的人生观可以通过一家啤酒的公司的广告来我们可以看出来
Their value system can be seen by the advertiser of beer
一家啤酒公司他在1970年做了这样的广告在他们的这个包装上
There was a one beer company that made an advertisement on their beer in 1970
他说你只有一次生命你必须尽情享受
You only live once You should enjoy yourself
那么2009年这家公司他做了这样的广告
In 2009 the same company made this advertisement
他说你只活一次让他活得够
So you can only live once So you should live enough
所以呢其实这些不同虽然年代不同但是呢这些人他们的追求是没有改变的就是这些在世上你世上的思维念
So even though the time is different, but their pursuit is no different. They are only thinking about the earthly things.
那么其实这些人保罗在说，他们说把羞辱当作荣耀。
So they think their shame is glory.
其实这个我们也最近有一些事情发生，我们也看得很清楚。
We can also see this as some of the things happened recently.
那么当这个最高法院通过同性恋合法的这个法律之后
When the Supreme Court legalized the homosexuality,
那么许多美国人甚至美国总统都认为这是美国的骄傲，这是美国的荣耀。
So many Americans, including the president, they think this is the glory of America.
这是真正的就是把羞辱当作了荣耀。
So this is to consider shame as glory.
那么第二种人
The second kind
他们也是完全不信神
They do not believe God either.
但是这种人他们是把圣洁与他们拒绝某种东西联系在一起
They consider that the holiness with the things that they refuse.
他们认为可以通过拒绝一些东西能日常的拒绝一些好的东西能够给他们让他们能够变得圣洁
So they think if they give up some good things can make them holy
那么他们就是往往就会说不吃这个不吃那个不做这个不做那个就能使他们成为圣洁
So they may say that I don't eat this I don't drink that I don't do this I don't do that to make them holy
也就是他们要通过节制来自己得到圣洁
So they want to be holy by self-discipline
那么第三种人
The third kind
就是那些口头上称自己是基督徒
Those who confess as Christians
但是呢他们也不是在来教会聚会
But they don't come to worship in church
但是呢他们呢跟第一种人没有任何两样在教会之外
They are not any different from the first kind
那么这就是主耶稣基督他在路加福音十三章所讲的主说我他们说主啊主啊的时候那么主就会说我不认识你们不晓得你们是从哪里来的
So this kind of people just like what the Lord said in book of Luke said you call me Lord and Lord but I do not know you
其实这三种人我们把他们总结看一下了他们都是真的是受魔鬼的 蒙蔽。
So those are three people, they are all being deceived by this devil.
他们认为没有身体的快乐，人就不能有真正的快乐。
So they think that we cannot have true happiness without the physical happiness.
也或者认为就是我们可以通过拒绝那些神所造的美好的东西来成为圣洁。
Or they think they can become holy by giving up the good things that God created.
其实这些魔鬼的这些诡计呢，它就是让人们把人们从基督的十字架带走。
So this is the devices of Satan who wants to take the people away from the cross.
那么保罗说他流泪的告诉他们。
So Paul says, I wept to tell you.
保罗其实是为这些人的无知跟他们的结局而痛苦。
So Paul was sad because of their ignorance and their destruction.
也为基督的名受到侮辱伤心。
And he also feeling sad for the shame brought onto Jesus' name.
那么我们不但要竭力追求效法好的榜样，我们也要满怀期待的追求。
So not only we should press on energetically and follow good examples, we should also press on with the expectations.
我们看一下第二十节到第二十一节。
This is verse 20 and 21.
我们就是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他又按着那能叫万有归乎自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself.
其实第二十章一开始他就告诉我们，我们要明确自己的天国的公民身份。
So at verse 20 at the very beginning says we need to understand our citizenship is in heaven.
那我们前面讲到那三种人专以地上的事为念。
The first three kinds of people, they only consider earthly things.
那我们这些真正的信耶稣基督而且信他十字架的救赎的人，我们是 哪样的人。
So for us who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe in the cross, what kind of people are we?
那保罗在这里告诉我们说，我们是天上的国民。
So Paul tells us we are citizens of heaven.
这是在告诉我们，我们不是属于这个世界。
Because we do not belong to this world.
我们是在这个世界上暂时居住的。
We are only living temporarily in this world.
我们的盼望是在另一个世界。
Our hope is the other world.
就是天国。
It's the kingdom.
那我们这里在这里暂时居住呢，是在等候我们的救主。
So we live here temporarily is expecting, waiting for the Lord.
是等候我们的王来接我们到他那里。
Waiting for our King to come to receive us.
因为他曾经应许过我们。
Because he has promised us.
我们信靠他。
We trust in him.
我们就相信他的应许。
We will believe in his righteousness.
现在我们可以看一下约翰福音第十四章。
We'll go to John chapter 14.
第三节到第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
约翰福音第四章。约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
第三节到第四节
Verses 3 and 4
耶稣基督亲口他说，我若去为你们预备了地方，我就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。
Jesus said, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myselfThat where I am, you may be also, and you know the way to where I am going.
所以主不但应许我们要来接我们到他那里。
Not only the Lord promised you come to take us there.
他还要用他使万有归乎自己的大能来改变我们的身体形状。
He will also use his great power to transform our lowly state.
让我们的身体与他荣耀的身体相似。
So that our body may be similar to his glorious body.
让我们再看一部类似的圣经。
Let's read another passage.
那么在约翰一书第三章第二节。
1 John 3:2.
约翰一书三章第二节。
1 John 3:2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。Beloved,
we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
那么这里面有一讲荣耀的身体，那什么是荣耀的身体？
So what is the body of glory?
这荣耀的身体是指一个不能朽坏的身体。It's
an imperishable body.
是一个完美的身体。It's
a perfect body.
就是主从死里复活以后那样的身体。It's
the body that the Lord resurrected from death.
那么主再来的时候， 我们每个人的身体也会跟主复活的身体要相似。
So when the Lord comes again, our body will be similar like the Lord's body.
那么我们再看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书第4章16到18节。
Now we'll go to 1 Thessalonians 4,
第4章第16到18节。
Chapter 4,
Verses 16 and 18.
From here we can see what situation is when the Lord comes again.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和切丝长的声音，又有神的号吹响。 那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着的还存留的人必和他们一同被提到永里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。Verse
16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
如果我们把这几节这些经文放在一起呢，我们就可以对主再来
So if we put these verses together, we have a clear picture of the Christ's coming again.
那么到主再来时，那么死去的信徒首先要复活。
So when God comes again, the ones who died saints will rise first.
得到一个不能朽坏的身体。
So they will have an imperishable body.
那么如果仍然活着的信徒，他们也可以把他们朽坏的身体
For those who are still living, they can also transform their perishable body into an imperishable body. So we will all meet with the Lord in the air and be with him together. So this is the purpose of our pursuit, to gain Christ, to be perfect.
弟兄姊妹朋友们,
so, the brothers, sisters, and friends,
我们每个靠主的恩典重生得救的人必然要经过一个成圣的过程。
So for all of us that we be saved by faith and grace, that we have to go through a process of sanctification.
那么这个过程其实我们就是一个在基督里面的追求的过程。
This is the process of our pursuit in Christ.
我们要靠着主的恩典，靠着主在我们加给我们身上的力量、智慧来竭力追求。
So we need to pursue energetically by the grace and by the power and the ability that bestowed on us by the Lord. So we are not pursuing worldly things. We are pursuing with other saints. So we help each other and encourage each other. So our pursuit is not aimless. It's a pursuit in expectation. Because we believe in God's promises. We believe He will come again. So at that time we shall gain Christ. Become perfect, and this is our pursuit in Christ. Let us pray.
亲爱的父子, 我们谢谢你, 能够让我们有机会在这里一起来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have this opportunity to worship you.
主，你说你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Oh Lord, to say that your words are the lamp to our feet and the light to our step.
主，你就让我们在人生的道路上，在追求你的道路上，跟随主你的话语。
You want us in our lifetime journey in pursuing you by following your words.
主，让我们的生命更加的像主耶稣你。
So let our life be more like our Lord Jesus.
让我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，彼此鼓励，彼此扶持。
Let the brothers and sisters, we love each other, encourage each other, and help each other. And we can go through this passage together. At the end, we shall face with you face to face and obtain Christ and be perfect. We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.